road again.
Is Grumpy.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Grumpy, Steve Collins, stevecollinstraveller.com.au. Grumpy, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. Top of the morning to you.
You don't mind the occasional donut?
Well, occasional might be wrong, because I do like donuts.
I know.
But the one thing I miss about living in Perth, because I grew up in Sydney, they don't have them here, but they were pineapple donuts.
Oh.
And they were fabulous.
Yummo. So why were they called a pineapple donut?
Because they had a pineapple flavouring.
Simple as icing was on the top. Okay. So you're talking about an iced donut.
Well, it was a pineapple flavouring. It wasn't really an iced donut, but it tasted like pineapple. And it was pretty big. It was about double the size of a normal pineapple. I don't know if you've got them anywhere else, but we used to get them in Sydney.
Double the size of a pineapple?
Of a donut.
Oh, right. Okay. I think
normal
donut,
yeah.
They were really big.
It would have been hard to put your mouth in. I would have thought so.
So we've been talking about donuts. So lots of text here. Michael says, those donuts at the Vic Market, they are simply called Spanish hot jam donuts. Does that ring a bell? No. Another one says they're simply called dandy donuts. Thank you, Loretta. Sure. There are so many messages coming. Are you happy to take some calls with me about anything?
Yeah, anything at all.
The beautiful Yarra Glen's one of the finest parts of Victoria, as you know, just not that far out of Melbourne. It's gorgeous, some great wineries. Cliff's there. Hello, Cliff.
G'day. Two things, Tony. Number one, Chadson, there used to be a place that made donuts And next to it, or there used to be a space with a radio studio in the middle, and that was one place. But you're talking about quirky places as well. Used to be a place on the highway going into Sorrento. There used to be an early settlers' graves. It was really an ancient rundown cemetery with probably I think four or five graves in there. And, when I was 18, and I'm 79 now, so I'm going back a bit, and it was run down, it was weeds everywhere and headstones and crosses and that sort of thing. And years later, the council had cleaned, not necessarily cleaned it up and made it look all beautiful, but it was nothing like the cemetery that it was. It was a path went in there, and they designated some graves, but it wasn't the original grave site, which you were talking about quirky places. It was
That's as quirky as you can get. Was that as you come into Sorrento, or when you're going between Sorrento and Portsea?
No, it was coming into Sorrento. It was just past the RACV. Used to have a caravan park there on the foreshore. And it was just past there on the right-hand side if you were coming into Sorrento. I just distinctly remember, and we used to go there occasionally, when mum was driving. I was too young to drive at that stage, but later on, when I actually had a licence, we went in there a couple of times. But we went back later on, quite a few years later, and it was all cleaned up and made it look as if it was all special, but it wasn't the original gravesite.
There you go, Cliff. What a great call. Thank you. I mean, gravesites in themselves, Grumpy, can be by definition quirky. It's an interesting thing to, when you're inclined to walk around and read some of the stories on tombstones are amazing.
Well, there's a quirky one at Corrigan here in Western Australia. It's a dog cemetery, only dogs in there. And when you look at the people have spent as much on their headstones as they would for a human being. It's just amazing. And you see all these little messages to their dogs and stuff. That's a really interesting one. It's just outside of the town of Corrigan in the wheat belt of Western Australia.
Why am I not surprised? Sometimes we spend more love, time, effort and money on our beloved pets than we do with our humans.
That's right.
Rod, you've got a donut story. Say hello to Grumpy.
Good morning.
Hey, Grumpy. G'day, Tony. Yeah, regarding the pineapple donuts, they were shaped like a bagel. You know, the donut shape with the hole in the middle. And what made them gave them the flavour was they were dipped in pineapple syrup.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they were glazed in pineapple syrup. That's what gave them the pineapple flavour.
Yum.
Yeah, it was. They were so delicious.
Also, the hot jam donuts, you were also able to get them without the jam in them. All you had to do was ask them, just say to them, I want, you know, two or three or half a dozen, whatever you wanted.
With no jam.
With no jam in them.
Yeah.
Some people, obviously, because, like, the jam was piped in the donuts fresh out of the oil. It was piping hot, and when you bit into them, the jam was hot. And you could get pretty severely if it ran on your tongue or ran on your hands or whatever.
Rod, did you grow up in South Australia?
No, I grew up in Melbourne. I live in Melbourne.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, I beg your pardon.
South Australia every second day.
Oh, okay, there you go. That makes sense now.
One last thing before I go. Remember the other night I said to you, if you've got a lazy 5K, get it on the CSL?
What happened?
Well, the outbreak of diphtheria in the centre of the country. The federal government's pouring $7.2 million into making vaccines.
Oh, wow.
And CSL has climbed its way back from $97 a shot to $100 a shot. So get your money on them today, Tone.
Good on you, Rod. Thank you. Rod's one of those characters that drives but keeps an eye on the markets, Grumpy. Don't you love it?
I love the fact that he's making money out of diphtheria.
Well, many did.
Yeah,
as
I know.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Maria in Sunshine and Grumpy Collins.
You
life
know, I'm
doesn't
in
get
bed.
Better.
Listen,
Maria.
I tell you what. I've been here from 1955. I was only a child, but I prayed you the other day. I rang to wish you a very, very happy birthday.
You did.
And I just listened lately. This lady, she says she addicted to the phone. But I'm the same. I praise you. You're doing such a good job. Talk about donuts, talk about birds. Come over from, I can go back to 1955. But Tony, I know you'll be busy, but I wanted to wish you a very, very happy, happy birthday. And plus, the last lady I heard her talking, she was it from Geelong and all that.
Yes.
Because I rang you only once before.
Maria, it's lovely to have you back on the program.
I tell you one thing only. When I'm listening to all of this going on, because I, after 66 years marriage, but I'm addicted to you, I wanted to play me a song.
What's that, Maria?
I Would Have Loved One Day at a Time.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
That was played, I tell you how long ago. 5 years ago, I was in bed, and the lady next door, she said, Maria, Maria. And another thing, because you like to hear, but sometimes, I feel so sorry for you when they ring, nobody happy with nothing. I throw the phone away, because you do such a good job.
Oh, Maria, what a lovely call, and thank you so much for being part of the program. Maria's a wonderful listener, for a long-time listener, Grumpy.
Yes, and I didn't know you had a birthday. Happy birthday, Tony. Are you still 32?
That's very kind. No, it's the Festival of Tony, which gets underway in June, as you may remember.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah. That's correct, yes.
Well, you just dismissed that very quickly. Oh, that's right, yes.
Well, I'm just thinking, what can I do for Tony for the festival? You know, that was my first thought.
Well, anything from the Margaret River region would do nicely. Thank you very much. Rodney in Rodney in Packnham. Morning, Rod.
Just a quick one for any quirky places.
Yep.
There's a place in Tasmania called to Nowhere Else.
Nowhere Else.
Nowhere Else.
Oh, Rod. I hope that's true. Nowhere Else. Rodney, thank you. And the place I was trying to think of, I don't know when we spoke last, a week ago or so ago, Grumpy, the place I was thinking about in Tasmania is a place called Bishano.
Yabichino, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where they do the cray bake, and it's just phenomenal experience.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
That's quirky.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of quirky places in Tasmania as well. Because I've been doing some, I'm deep into research. But no, there's Tasmania, because Tasmania is a really, really pretty place. One of the places that you should go to when you go down to Tasmania is a little, it's called the Witch's House in the Huon Valley. And it's quirky because it looks like a fairy tale cottage that's been dropped into the Tasmanian forest. And it's all hand-built. It's very whimsical, it's mysterious, and it's completely like anything else in that region. And it blends sort of folk art charm with storybook strangeness. And it makes it one of Tasmania's most photogenic oddities, because it is. It really is a really lovely cottage. But it's built like a fairy tale one, so it's got crooked limes, whimsical curves, and handmade enchanted forest look. And so if you're going down there to the Huon Valley, look for the Witch's House.
It's a beautiful area, gorgeous area. Got some of that Huon pine over the years, just magnificent furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
It is, yeah.
You stay there. We'll come back. More of your calls the other side. Steve Grumpy Collins, we're talking about hot donuts, and we're talking about Australia's quirkiest places, all in the one topic, 133693. Have a look at Grumpy's website too, by the way, which is stevecollinstraveller.com.au. Also on YouTube and Facebook. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. It's all part of Australia Overnight. As what happens, Grumpy, as somebody mentioned the birthday, it's not until next month, people. So that's very sweet of you. Look at all the texts coming in, but it is next month. It's the Festival of Tony in June. June is the festival thing.
June is busting out all over,
and bless her heart and soul. look at this text. It says, what about those wonderful hot air balloon rides through the Yarra Valley? And you can do hot air ballooning in various places, including WA. And I know it's really popular in parts of New South Wales as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's popular everywhere. I've done one in the hinterland of the Gold Coast in Queensland, and that was fabulous. It's a really good experience being up there in a hot air balloon. It's very, very quiet until they go... let some more gas into the balloon, some flame in, but you just float above it, and it's a fabulous experience, except for when you land, Tony, because the best way to stop them is knock the basket over, and you've got to crawl out. Where we landed was in a cow paddock, Tony, and guess what happens when you crawl out of an overturned basket?
There's dung everywhere. Let's crawl through the dung, as they did in the old days.
That's right, yes, we're pioneering.
Man up, sunshine.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple of these calls before we talk about some of these quirky places around Australia. What have you got for us? Helen Greensboro, good morning.
Good morning, Tony, and good morning. Is it Steve? Sorry.
It's Steve.
I know you're calling him Grumpy.
Call him Steve. He answers to Steve occasionally.
Oh, occasionally. I was going to say, it was an interesting place. No, not interesting. It was just unusual to see. It was Rainbow Beach in Queensland, which was lovely place to see. And then I couldn't think of the town. There's a town in New South Wales that is Scottish, and they've got all the tartan on the street, and I've forgotten the name.
Oh.
The area, I've got to Google find it. It's near Yamba, up that way.
Yeah, so it's up on the north coast. You're right.
Yeah, it's on the north coast. It's up there at McLean. That's what it is.
McLean.
Okay, yeah.
McLean. I couldn't. Now it came to me. See, I had a senior's moment.
There you go. We all have those. Don't you worry about too much about that, Helen.
And the donut, it's got to be Victoria Market and the donut from the cheese that waits.
They are divine as well.
The donut.
I agree. They are gorgeous there. Helen, thank you. I'm going to move on. We're going to race through some of these calls, but you're right about that. You look at the American hot donuts and the Vic Markets as well. Thank you, Michael, for pointing that out. McLean, are you familiar with McLean, Grumps?
Yes, one of my mates was the local chemist up there. It's on the McLean River, which is, I didn't need his, I actually didn't need his services, but it was nice to know that I could have gone to see him if I did. Yeah, no, it's a lovely little town. It's on the McLean River, which is quite a wide river that runs into the ocean up that way, far north coast, yeah.
Now, where are you going? What's another quirky place that you had lined up to talk about?
Well, the giant earthworm museum in Bass, Gippsland. Now, sadly, it's closed, but it was better known as the giant worm. And it's one of Victoria's most legendary, quirky attractions. And it's a perfect example of Australia's love for big things, but it was taken to wonderfully strange extremes because it was the giant worm was 100-metre long, worm-shaped building. It opened in the 1990s, and it was dedicated to the famous Gippsland giant earthworms, which even I know it's a real species, and they can grow to over a metre long. And they make gurgling sounds underground, which I reckon if you didn't know they were there, you'd be wondering what was happening. You know? But the building itself looked like a huge pinkish segmented worm that was lying across a paddock. And inside, visitors walked through displays about worms, soil and the local environment. And it was a real oddity. If anybody's been there, I'd love to hear what it was like because it really it had a worm's face on it as well, which apparently had a slightly haunted cartoonish look. But it was just a bizarre place. You can still see it, apparently, from the road, but it closed down in the early 2000s.
Wonder why.
And I would imagine most people would be fascinated with 1 metre long worms, Tony, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm just looking at...
I don't know.
So Ethan's very cleverly just put some pictures up of these massive... I've never seen these massive bloody... Look at the size of them, giant Gippsland earthworms.
They're the biggest worms in the world, yeah. Yeah, they're massive, aren't they? I don't know how you'd go fishing with them because I reckon you'd be catching whales.
Well, if you saw them, you'd probably think it was an SNAKE.
Yes.
Look at the size of them. Bloody earthworm.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. You find them in Gippsland, and they are the world's longest worm. So good on them for having a museum dedicated to something that most people don't know about.
Now, it's not necessarily, well, I suppose it is in a sense quirky, but it's quirky in a lovely experience way. Years ago, driving from Perth, travelling north to go and see the dolphins. Now, there would be people around Australia. Around Australia that have visited at some point Monkey Mia. For those that haven't, just tell the Monkey Mia story as you know it, Grumpy.
Well, Monkey Mia, it's part of Shark Bay, and this place is very special because it's really the only place in Australia where wild dolphins, and they're always female, and they bring their babies with them because they're quite small. You can go in, you walk into the water, it's only about knee deep, it's very, very warm water there, they'll select a couple of people to feed the dolphins. It's very, very well controlled because they don't want to overfeed them, but it's a fantastic experience. You stand in the water and you've got these dolphins, and bear in mind, it's only knee deep at the deepest point, and you sometimes have these dolphins swimming between your legs and stuff. Well, I've got big legs, so they probably could for mine. But it's just a wonderful experience to see them up close like that. It happens every morning. You get a couple of come in with their babes, and they just get fed a fish, but it is well controlled so that they don't overeat and they don't. They don't get used to being fed by humans either.
And the rangers were fantastic. We took the girls there when they were little, so that's going back probably 20 years now. They were just, there was more than two. I reckon there was probably 8 or 10. They would all come in. It was a phenomenal experience.
Varied all the time, but yes, you would get quite a few, and they must have watches dolphins because they knew exactly what
they
time to come
yeah.
in to get fed. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not frightened. And people in those days, you could walk out and you could touch. They've tightened yeah. that now, and
they're
rightly so.
Up now, yeah, yeah. You could pat them in those days, but you can't now. I mean, if they come up and nudge you, which they occasionally do. But yeah, and they control the numbers that can actually go into the water now because it was getting very, very popular, as you can imagine.
Yeah, and if you so take kids or grandchildren, it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Greg in Cheltenham, right. Say hello. Hello, Greg, welcome.
Hello, Tony, how are you?
I'm well. Say hello to Grumpy.
Good morning.
Hi, Grumpy.
Go ahead, Greg.
Hello, I'm good. Thank you.
The Buchan Caves in Gippsland.
Oh, don't swear. Don't swear, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
The Bob Buchan Caves.
Oh, the Buchan Caves. Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought we were going to have to put you in delay.
Oh, it's my impossible enunciation.
You nearly got dumped. Greg, what do we know? Grumpy, what do we need to know, Greg, about the Buck? I've got to be careful. The Buchan Caves.
I'm not going to mention it.
Tell us about the Buchan Caves, Greg.
You're led into an abyss.
You what?
Abyss.
You start at the top and you walk down.
Into the caves.
Yes. Yeah. And there's... You go down, 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 down. The lights go out. Then you get to the bottom. There's pools of water and stalagmites and gelignites.
Gelignites as well. They're going to blow it up.
What's going on here? Who am I talking to?
We have no idea, Greg. We're just like hysterical children. So forgive us. So when were you last there at the aforementioned caves, Greg?
Oh, quite a few years ago now. Quite a few years ago. But the thing about it is, it's in total darkness, and you have a couple of tour guides.
Yeah,
and they take you down. And guess what they did when they got a group of us off the bus down there? Guess what they did?
I don't want to ask.
They turned out the lights.
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much, mate.
That's what they're called. The Buchan Caves. Sorry, Greg. Forgive us. We're naughty and we shouldn't do it. Thank you, Greg. There's some other, when you talk about things, you talk about caves in Mount Gambier, just virtually in the town of Mount Gambier, in the town itself, there are some amazing caves as well. Right,
yeah,
in town.
And they also, they
southeast
also
of South Australia.
They dive in, they do cave diving.
Yeah, they do.
As well, because there's some massive underwater caves that are filled with water, very, very clear water as well. But reminding about that cave that we were just talking about is Tunnel Creek up in the Kimberleys, and that is sensational. It is an underground creek, and you walk in through a very small entrance, and it's quite dark. And you're walking through water, and then about halfway through the cave, the roof has fallen in, so you come out to this beautiful area there. But you keep on walking through, and it's a really, really weird experience walking into a cave and walking through water, and then you come out, and it's really, really beautiful. But a lot of people don't understand. Because there's fish in there and freshwater shrimp, etc. But they also have the occasional freshie in there, freshwater crocodile. And
no, thanks. No, pretty right.
When
no.
You're walking through.
Not too keen about those crocs. Stay there. We'll come back. Janet Mucklefoot will talk to you as well. 133-693 is our telephone number for Australia Overnight. Talking of caves, one wag writes, Grumpy, you'll love this, who says, one of my favourite caves is to go and have a look at the Nick Cave.
Ah, yes.
Was there to be had. Jan, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, You two need to pull yourselves together.
I know.
Bucking Braves are bucking great.
It's childish, really.
We have a family connection with that, or at least my mother reckoned we did. She had an uncle who was called Captain Bucken, and she reckoned the Bucken Caves were named after him. But I don't know that that's true. Anyway.
Right. Sure, your mum didn't have a lisp. She didn't have a lisp, did she?
No. Is it spelled B-U-C-H-A, by chance?
Yeah, it's very funny. Why did you ring, Jan?
I rang because Mr. Collins called it McLean. It's actually McLean.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, McLean.
And it's not on the McLean River. It's on the Clarence River.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Well, it's been a while.
Well, there goes your your credibility then, Grumpy.
My credibility shot, Tony.
Shot by Jan. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I have seen the giant worm. Not haven't been through it. But I did see the giant worm down in East Gippsland, down actually Lynn Gathaway, isn't it? Somewhere down there, and I saw it.
I think it's Bass, but somewhere near. Yeah, I don't know Bass. Gippsland all that well.
Yeah, further south. Yeah, but some of Mum's family, well, a lot of Mum's family, were from East Gippsland, far East Gippsland.
Right. Still a great part of the world, Jan. I agree.
I love the fact that you went through the giant worm. It's much better than having a giant worm go through you, isn't it?
That's very, very true. Thank you. There's another one here from another Jan who says, Grumster, Narracourt Caves in South Australia, again in the southeast of South Australia.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. Haven't been to the Narracourt Caves for 30 plus years, but they are amazing in Narracourt.
Yeah. There's some lovely caves everywhere. Jenolan Caves in the Blue Mountains. Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. They're huge, huge.
Well, we've only just scraped the surface. Some really quirky places around us. We might do that again.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, because there are many places that we can talk about. It just goes so quickly. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Right. Lovely, and I hope I speak to you next week, Tony, if you'll have me on the show again.
If all goes to plan, we certainly will, I promise you. Have a look at what Grumpy does. He's an intriguing person in many, many ways. Steve Collins Traveller is the website, stevecollinstraveller.com.au, and he's also won the YouTube and the book face as well. And a regular contributor, Friday Morning Edition of Australia Overnight.